It's Texas Standard Time.
Now to the Gulf of Mexico, specifically Galveston Bay. On Sunday, thousands of fish, crabs, and other sea life washed up dead on beaches that surround the bay. The Department of State Health Services has warned folks not to eat any seafood from the area. And now oyster harvesting in the bay has been suspended until further notice. Here to tell us more, Jennifer Pollack. She is the chair of Coastal Conservation and Restoration at the Heart Research Institute, Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. Dr. Pollack, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
This is a frightening image of all these fish and crabs and other sea life just dead on the beach. What happened? Why are we seeing this?
Well, we know that there was a collision between a ship carrying some chemicals as well as a barge, which now has sunk. And we know that these chemicals have made their way into the bay. The concern with the State Department of Health Services right now, of course, is primarily for maintaining public health. So as they go through the process of testing water samples, testing the tissues of fish and oysters and other marine life throughout the bay, they're being, you know, appropriately cautious in closing these fisheries to harvest so that people's public health is maintained.
It's my understanding that officials believe that as a result of this crash, that a chemical called reformate was spilled into the water. It's like a gasoline blend that includes toxic chemicals like benzene. For those unfamiliar with this area, you were talking about, we were mentioning the oyster harvesting. How much goes on in that area?
Well, Galveston Bay is really the heart of oyster harvest in Texas. We take the largest number of oysters out of that bay, and it really is it's the only bay in Texas where oystering happens year-round. So that is one of the reasons that this has a more substantial or more significant effect on oyster harvest at this time of year. Oysters can be harvested from November through April in all of the bays that are open to oyster harvesting in Texas. But after April passes, the only bay that can be harvested from is Galveston Bay off of these private oyster leases. So with the actions that they've taken, closing the fishery in Galveston Bay to harvest, essentially right now you can't get a Texas oyster if you went to a restaurant.
Sounds like it could have a devastating impact on the local economy. Have you been out to the bay since the spill? I mean, do you notice a difference?
I haven't been out to the bay. I've talked to some folks who've been out there. You know, I think everyone is just sort of holding their breath to hear what the samples that are returned, the water samples and the fish tissue samples and the oyster tissue samples look like. I guess it remains to be seen how long this closure will hold up, depending on what those results look like.
How will you know, though, when it's safe again to eat? I mean, one thing's, you know, how long might it take to get that ecosystem back in balance?
Well, you know, the number one concern right now is one that's being addressed by TCEQ and by the Department of State Health Services, which is to make sure that if people want to fish an oyster in the bay, that those are safe for eating. But beyond that, you know, the oyster reefs are robust structures that if there is some devastating effect where oyster mortality actually occurs, the oyster shells that remain in place in those bays, even if the oyster inside of it is dead, those shells actually do form the building blocks for new baby larval oysters to attach themselves onto and can help jumpstart new reef. So if the shells are still in place, even if the oysters aren't there, some of the ecological benefits hopefully will come back on track relatively quickly.
Relatively quickly, what, a year or two or a few months?
Probably a few months. It really just depends on how quickly the chemicals dissipated from the environment. So we know in Texas that it takes only about 18 to 24 months for an oyster to grow from the tiny size of a head of a pin all the way up to a market-sized oyster of 3 inches. This is the time where they would start to attach, and then you would be able to see them grow throughout the next year.
Well, obviously, this is a story that Jennifer Pollack is keeping a close watch on. She's chair of Coastal Conservation and Restoration at the Heart Research Institute, Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. Dr. Pollack, thanks so much for speaking with us on The Standard.
Thank you.